This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag likes Newsom's water plan. Ag overtime brings home less honey and accelerating IRA funding. Farm Bureau applauds Newsom's water plan. The California Farm Bureau is commending Governor Newsom on his administration's update to the California Water Plan. In a statement yesterday, President Shannon Douglas called it encouraging that the water management strategy highlights projects to capture, store, and convey water. She was also pleased that it seeks to reduce permitting burdens for groundwater recharge and restoration projects, but environmental groups were skeptical. Particularly Restore the Delta, that's an outspoken critic of Newsom's Delta Tunnel project and voluntary agreements with water districts. Executive Director Barbara Berrigan-Perilla was not impressed by the plan's equity and tribal priorities. She claimed the plan, quote, fails to protect tribal water rights and ignores the catastrophic impact of boondoggle projects like the tunnel. Beekeepers push for easing ag overtime. The California State Beekeepers Association is jumping on a study showing workers have earned less since the state passed an ag overtime law in 2016. The association is highlighting that research is in a push for a measure to relax the rules for beekeepers and their workers. The law, AB 1066, triggers overtime pay after 8 hours a day or 40 hours a week. The association's AB 3056 would soften that to 9 hours per day or 50 a week. Yet it does not go so far as to rescind AB 1066 and revert the cap to 10 hours a day or 60 hours a week. According to the trade group, beekeepers are reporting that take-home pay is going down, despite paying workers well above minimum wage. As production expenses rise, overtime pay is one of the few remaining costs they can control, and beekeepers, like many ag employers, are avoiding overtime by hiring more workers. Republican Assemblymember James Gallagher of Yuba City has authored AB 3056, and it awaits its first committee hearing. Keep in mind, the Republican-led initiatives targeting a progressive labor law rarely gain traction in the legislature. But after a political flare-up last year over a Democratic chair dodging a Republican bill on sex trafficking, Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas has vowed to grant every bill a hearing. Farmers Mutual Hale acquires California-based crop insurance provider. Crop insurance provider Farmers Mutual Hale Insurance Company of Iowa has acquired California-based Global Ag Insurance Services, expanding FMH's presence in the specialty crop sector. Global Ag, previously a subsidiary of insurance company AXAXL, offers crop insurance solutions through the USDA Multi-Peril Crop Insurance Program, as well as specialty private and named peril products designed to meet the unique needs of crop producers and growers, a press release says. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA ramping up climate smart funding. Department of Agriculture is offering three times as much money this year as last year for regional conservation partnership program projects. And thanks to increased funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act and USDA, also trying to get RCPP money out the door faster this year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday announced the agency is now taking applications for $1.5 billion in RCPP projects, up from $500 million last year. RCPP allows private organizations and state governments to partner with USDA for conservation projects spanning regions or watersheds. The IRA funds are targeted specifically for climate-focused projects. Now, take note, the Natural Resources Conservation Service wants to reduce the project negotiating time from 15 months to 6 months this year. USDA had $754 million in net budget authority under the IRA for FY 2024 and has $1.4 billion available for FY 25 that starts October 1. The department had $250 million in FY 23 funding, according to the Congressional Budget Office. ITC to hear testimony on Corteva and 2,4-D dumping petition. National Corn Growers Association President Harold Woolley will be in Washington, D.C. this morning. He'll tell the International Trade Commission that it should not grant petitions seeking tariffs on imports of 2,4-D. The widely used herbicide is a vital tool for growers. Woolley plans to tell the commission, which meets at 9:30 for a preliminary conference on Corteva Agriscience petition. The ITC says it will make a preliminary determination by April 29th on whether low-priced imports from China and India have materially injured or threatened to materially injure Corteva. Longtime ag economist, funding remains farm bill hurdle. A longtime observer of farm bill development says work on a new bill is probably further along than it appears, but Joe Outlaw, an economist at Texas A&M University, says lawmakers also continue to struggle to find a way to pay for increases in reference prices. They're going to have to piece together the money to do anything, Outlaw told AgriPulse on the sidelines of a conference sponsored by the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He noted that Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has drawn a red line around some potential funding sources, including the Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. Lawmakers, quote, need to be right up against the line because there's just no money, he said. Finally, here's today's He Said It. It is unfortunate that lawmakers did not consider their insights or heed their voices. That's Norm Groot, executive director of the Monterey County Farm Bureau, and a commentary piece for the California Farm Bureau on the state's ag overtime law. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.